Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 138, The Link Between Emotional and Physical Pain. Yeah, you know, there's a reason I'm talking about this today, but are you aware of the connection between emotional pain or depression and physical pain? It's really important to understand the link and how it affects your body and your mind. And this understanding can help you with treatment and therapy or coaching. So, you know, lately I've had a ton of clients, both coaching clients and bodywork / Ayurveda clients that have been having pretty severe low back pain and or hip pain. And when I hear this, I immediately ask about their support system and their worries or stress about finances, family support, being spread too thin, and it can also be a sign of being stuck, unable to make a decision or see clearly what is needed to be done next. And it's all mostly related to root chakra. We can hold or pass traumas in our root chakra, and it can manifest into pain in the sacroiliac joint, the low back, and the psoas muscles. So if you aren't feeling secure and you have fears about your future security, along with low back pain or hip pain, it's time to get a little more curious about this. You want to learn more about your emotional and physical pain dilemma. As an Ayurvedic practitioner who practices advanced cognitive healing techniques, I have never forgotten how this was explained to me. There are things we can digest emotionally and physically, and there are things we can't digest emotionally and physically. What we can digest moves out of the tissues of the body and out of the tissues of the mind. What we can't digest either emotionally or physically gets trapped in the tissues of the body and the mind and manifests as disease or pain. I've also found that the more emotionally sensitive people, or the more emotionally sensitive you are, like empaths or highly sensitive people, the more likely you are to flare for autoimmune diseases that may or may not exist, but you have all of the symptoms of them. This was me many years ago. It's important to understand the depression and physical pain cycle. Health experts share that depression and pain appear to share a cycle. The cycle makes it difficult to see where one issue starts and one ends, because there's an overlap between depression and pain. So it's hard to tell them apart sometimes. And as your depression or emotional pain gets worse or better, your physical pain responds and may get worse or better in sync. The two are completely interlinked in a complex way that makes it harder to treat. Pain can also make depression more difficult. That's physical pain can make depression more difficult. If you're not able to work or do the activities you enjoy because of physical pain, you suffer and you feel isolated. And this can increase depression and feelings of worthlessness. So let's take inflammation as an example here. Considering inflammation, there are a lot of research studies that point to the role of inflammation in both emotional pain / depression and physical pain. More inflammation tends to make depression worse. Likewise, if you have high levels of inflammation in your body, you're more likely to have higher levels of pain. What causes inflammation in the body? Too much sugar, alcohol, things we can't physically digest, processed food, a super unhealthy diet. Yeah, there are things that cause inflammation in the body, which then manifests into physical pain. Okay, so if you're battling emotional pain and or physical pain, using some of the following strategies may alleviate your symptoms. You're going to want to seek help for your emotional pain and depression. You may benefit from therapy, manual body work, energy healing, coaching, herbal regimens, or medication specifically designed to manage your emotional pain. The only caution I have is to make sure that if you are going on meds, that it is the last resort to help your pain, because the root cause doesn't get fixed from medical masking. You're going to want to get help for your physical pain. You may have to make multiple doctor's appointments. Again, go see a body worker, see a chiropractor to get to the root cause of your pain. But you want to ensure that whatever is causing your physical pain is also being treated in the best ways you have available. Now, this one may sound hard, but stay active. It's easy to allow emotional pain and physical pain to take over your world and for you to hide. However, it's crucial that you exercise and stay involved and have a network of people. Lean into your support network, whether it's your friends, your family, coworkers. You need people in your life who understand you and can help you during a time of need. Find something that you love. Experts point out that pursuing a hobby or activity that you enjoy can help bring you out of the cycle of emotional pain, depression, and physical pain. Find something that brings you joy on a daily basis. This can range from cooking your favorite meals to dancing at a popular club. You can also find joy in smaller activities such as talking to a friend, reading a book, or writing down your thoughts. The key is to focus on positive activities that uplift you and help you forget the pain. I can remember well, more than a decade now, when I was in a lot of emotional and physical pain. What made me feel better? Hiking. Hiking fast. Hiking hard. Like getting it all out, like pounding my feet onto the ground, letting out all of that negative energy. And you know what? I got in the best shape of my life and I got healthier. I worked through the emotional pain. Being out in nature just like did something amazing to help shift a lot of what was going on. You're also going to want to learn to speak positively to yourself. Positive self-talk has been shown to reduce both emotional pain, depression, and physical pain. Many athletes can talk through the pain to finish a competition. Many people use positive self-talk to get out of depression. You too can use this technique to help manage your pain and depression. Now, it's important to focus on positive aspects of your life and personality so you don't feel guilt or shame. Avoid berating yourself over mistakes. Shift your focus away from negative ideas, habits, or suggestions. And you know what? You can scroll through. There are several affirmations and also other podcasts about positivity and mindset shift. So you know what? The more you practice positive self-talk, the better you get at it and the greater influence you'll have on your results. Emotional and physical pain are absolutely linked together. It's not easy to see where one starts and the other ends. Nevertheless, you can take action to alleviate both pain and depression. Try some of the techniques to make positive differences in your life, and certainly seek help for either. I can tell you from my experience as a practitioner and coach that it takes a balance between manual therapy, mental therapy, and healing and emotional healing to get through all of the pain and create tangible solutions for yourself when you're dealing with emotional pain in the future. I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email or reach out via social media. The links will be in the show notes. And if you'd like to learn more about me and my healing services, the links will also be in the show notes. I am sending you guys lots of love, lots of healing. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.